This is Anya.
And this is Peter.
And we're from Rock and Roll High School every first and third Wednesday at 8 p.m.
And you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, baby. Wow.
W.S. Graves, crashing into me, G. Sansbury, and
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Leah Bertucci of Kingston, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
90.7 FM.
ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Next, here is Daniel Bachman from his 2022 album Almanac Behind. It's radio art and new music called 8:35 PM KHB36 Alter Course.
Shelter in place until the all clear is given.
The potential for significant accumulation of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
This is a show from radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Now, the secret of using these two tape units together is electrical splicing mentioned earlier. This consists of a series of 25 cycle tones recorded on each tape at appropriate times between the program numbers and the voice announcements. The volume circuit incorporated in each machine here is the audible 25 cycle, which is recorded 20 dB below program level. It causes machine number 1 to stop the machine and start number 2. This causes the pre-recorded voice announcements to be played. It can announce the name of the next number or give commercials. At the end of this commercial, another 25 cycle signal on the second tape tells machine number 2 to stop and number 1 to start, thus continuing the program. In such a manner, we flip-flop to station break time. At the conclusion of the station break, the pre-recorded program system is restored by a second notch on the time clock. This can go on as long as desired. Obviously, the total system can be stopped to insert live shows or network sources. Can we have the next slide?
humans make mistakes. And all radio station employees are human. That is, they were until Sylvia came along. Let me introduce Sylvia. Sylvia, our audience. Audience, Sylvia, radio's perfect employee. In this electronic age, radio broadcasting, like everything else, is changing for the better. Announcers like our jock had to spend 8 hours to prepare an 8-hour radio show, where now he can prepare that show in an hour or two, thanks to broadcast automation. Now, Sylvia is loaded. That is, the broadcast automation system has the tapes on her. She's ready to do a job. Automated broadcasting promises to bring a new way of life to the radio industry, with benefits all across the board. Improvement in a station's manpower efficiency, upgrading of programs, perfect programming control, more free time to be used in promotion, sales development, and public relations, lower costs of operation, to name only a few. A new way of life thanks to Sylvia, radio's perfect employee, who never makes a mistake, works 24 hours a day without complaining, never misses a day, never asks for a raise. Oh, she's a doll, Sylvia is.
Don't get carried away, Cuddly. Keep your hands off my trim. I just work for you. You don't own me, body and soul.
I just work.
No, I think one of the things that has happened is that it's become clear that we can be not just with our minds but with our whole being responsive to sound, and that sound doesn't have to be the communication of some deep thought. It can be just a sound. Now that sound could go in one ear and out the other, or it could go in one ear, permeate the being, transform the being, and then perhaps go out, letting the next one in.
A broadcaster came to me and said, I want you to build me a device that will automatically play records and insert announcements from tape. I want to close the doors of the radio station at 8 o'clock at night and still provide a service to my community all night long. I can't afford to do that with people, but with remote control, I can. Would you be interested in making such a device? And I said, well, I'm not really...
I keep trying to, as it were, entice people into a situation in which they will find themselves producing a sound or listening to a sound or in some way working with a sound which does produce a state of serenity without actually saying to them, this is what we're aiming for, this is what I really want you to get into, without having to say anything at all, preferably.
Mm-hmm. What is your way of describing such a state? How is it different from ordinary states of consciousness?
It feels to me like a state of total stillness. That's the sort of first strong level. An attempt to keep moving. It starts with an attempt to keep moving further away from myself, to put myself aside. I find sound is really potent for doing this, because I've been involved or obsessed for a long time with trying to feel what a sound is, what its entity is, and its life outside myself, and my receptor, the capacity for it. And having gradually begun to get a feeling of a sound as a thing outside myself that I must try to enter into its nature rather than expecting it to reflect my nature, then it's become easier and easier to use sound to get into a state of stillness. Mm-hmm. That's how serenity seems to me to be.
Yes.
And how do you?
Well, I think that I feel very similar kind of feeling. It certainly is a matter of coming down to zero as far as mental activity is concerned. Mm. Quieting my own.
Wait a minute.
He's on tape. The man is on tape. Well, where is he now? I mean, where does he work?
The Wolfman is everywhere.
Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air.
There are a number of commercial stations, the ABC and the national stations. There are two of those. They're non-commercial.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. There's glory shared, glory shared.
CBU and CJOR mostly.
Turn the lights down low. Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio.
Not too much different, but in some ways.
Get in touch with God.
I don't know. It's always on when you ask it on. We just leave it on the same station. I know it's always music on.
Turn your radio on. Radio.
CJJC.
Just at home.
On a truck.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before.
Oh, she came on, seeing all of them, most of them.
Turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on.
The whole thing, whenever it's on, I listen.
Yes. Some eternal morning, we shall meet them over on the Hallelujah Show. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
Hi, George.
Hi there, Bernie. How are you?
Well, this is the thing that everyone's been talking about. It's the, as far as I can gather, the Schaefer computerized radio system. Can you tell us just firstly what it does?
And the first thing, it's not a computer.
Oh, isn't it? Oh.
No, it's a sequential electronic memory. All it does is take the whole day in a series of step-by-step movements, which is the same thing we do.
Right.
Except when we get afraid and scared and neurotic, which it doesn't do.
Getting down to very basics, this machine can and does program a radio station for a day without any physical or other help during the day from a disc jockey.
What it does is concentrate energy. Being in a radio station, in a typical radio program which plays music, involves essentially 55 minutes an hour of watching a vinyl disc go around in circles.
From a disc jockey's point of view.
From a disc jockey's point of view. There's a lot of moving from left to right and a lot of physical things. What this machine allows the disc jockey to do is to work on his material uninterrupted by watching a vinyl disc go around. It's much the same thing that an electric dishwasher would allow a housewife to do. Or a forklift would allow a person who works on the docks, a wharfie, I believe you call him.
Right.
In other words, it allows him to get the most done with his time with a minimum amount of dehumanizing routine. There are about 2,000 radio stations in the United States that are programmed with gear in this order. Maybe more, maybe 2,500. The number is growing, but the types of stations and their programming is extremely varied. Automation in itself has no content. It can be utilized to operate with minimum personnel. It can be utilized to operate with maximum personnel. I wasn't suggesting that it couldn't supplant people. It has never been very successful in supplanting human beings in the United States. And that doesn't mean it couldn't be here. But in itself, it is nothing less, nothing more than just a piece of metal with an electronic memory. What people do with it...
It's a facility for people.
One of the most appealing things you can give your listeners is a smooth, even sound with an unbroken, pleasant pace. It's the kind of sound which doesn't jar the audience with uncertainty, a sound which shows off your professionalism. A smooth, flowing sound is easy to attain with Drake Chenault formats and automation. It just takes care and consistency. All automation systems operate on the same principle. A subaudible cue tone at the end of each programming event tells the machine to start the next event. All material you produce for airing on your automation system has to be produced to the same standards. 1 second of blank tape before audio at the beginning, and the cue tone 1 second before the end
to correctly trigger the next event.
The dawn of a new sound for those programmers who have their own bag. Every cut in the package is production-oriented, not a stinger in the bunch. Each cut is designed for the smoothest possible transition from jingle to record.
On June 26, 1926, WCFL began broadcasting. CFL stood for the Chicago Federation of Labor. CFL was the only station in the world owned and operated by organized labor, and it stayed that way until June 12th of 1979. That's when it was sold to the Mutual Broadcasting System. The Ides of March, 1976. WCFL dropped out of the rock race. Some say the day the music died, just before 5 that afternoon.
And now speaking to you from Chicago, here is Super Jock himself, Larry Lujak. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're too kind. My fellow Americans, the title of this, my last major address from this radio station, is why you should keep listening to CFL and not pay any attention to what those silly rock and roll stations are saying. And by the way, reprints of this address will not be available, so perhaps you will like to take notes. Now, the next song you are going to hear will be the last rock and roll type song that you will hear on this radio station.
The song was Life is a Rock, but CFL rolled me. At 5 o'clock, the waves came. The sounds of the rushing sea were heard for 2 hours. And then, at 7 o'clock, WCFL became beautiful.
Here's beautiful music the way it was meant to be enjoyed. Full of life and vitality, with relaxing moments in between. Here's beautiful music from TM programming. Listen and hear the unmistakable TM touch.
Today, the big, elaborate studios have given way to small announce booths. And with each passing year, the technicians are disappearing in favor of combo operations, where the disc jockeys or news jockeys operate their own equipment. Even the records have been phased out. Now the music is mostly on tape cartridges, and a very busy jock does it all. A few of the bigger stations, the technician still teams up with the on-the-air personality to create what you hear.
99.7 KYUU.
What do you say, Judge? Yeah! You get a warm spot in his little heart.
About the only thing that isn't on tape is the disc jockey's voice, the commercials, the station's jingles, the songs. The live disc jockey probably won't go the way of the dinosaur, but right now there are stations in the Bay Area that have nothing but tapes on the air many hours of the day, and one station is fully automated.
Now here's where the computer comes in. This is the brain, the heart of the automated radio station.
More and more, music stations are relying on computers to tell them what to play. Hundreds of listeners are polled each week. They hear short clips of popular songs, and they're asked whether they like the song, are tired of it, or would like to hear it more often. Then, after they have all that information, it's fed into this computer. The computer digests the information, thinks of every possibility, and then starts telling KYA what to play and when. For the first time, you're getting an entire station of computerized request music. KYA and KYUU already have those computers in action, helping them choose music. And other stations are about to do the same thing. One possible unwanted side effect to this high technology, it may become tougher for new songs to get played on the radio. The stations will want to stick mostly to what listeners have already heard.
They're the David and Goliath success story of Bay Area radio, proving that despite all that high technology, people are still our most important product.
Now, that's them people what you call disc jockeys. Know what I mean? I'm a human radio station, and I don't want to have to repeat this no more. I'm a human radio station. I'm the transmitter. I'm the tower. I'm the turntables. I'm the building. I'm every doggone thing. Now, people, don't do that to me here. Don't do that, because ain't no radio personality come through here as bad as I am. And as long as I'm here, you watch and see, as long as the Black Pope is in this town, there will be no more to come through here as bad as I am.
Bob's morning show will continue after the format change, but the other disc jockeys will be replaced by this.
From Marshall to Middleton. Good music stations, AM 1240 WIBU.
Instead of using tape or some other kind of media, the audio for the commercials and the station identifications is recorded onto the hard drive of the computer. So on the hard drive in this box is all of this audio information. Well, it's technically possible to set up a month's worth of broadcasting and walk away from it, and it'll roll.
A computer dubbed Jock in a Box, and this, a newly installed satellite dish that will link WIBU with a high-tech paradise in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, we have eight radio stations in one place here.
She's real fine, my poor old life.
Well, here goes. This technically will do it.
What are you doing?
I'm pulling the switch that will take us off of local control and throw us on to Dallas. It's done.
So you just disconnected Polka.
I pulled the plug on Polka.
Number 15, dissect the equipment of your radio station into its component parts. Transistors, capacitors, integrated circuits, etc., and send one out to each of your listeners.
Search. Number 10. Keep all faders up for as long as it takes to play the entire record library of the radio station and then get rid of it.
This is the DJ3000. It plays CDs automatically, and it has three distinct varieties of inane chatter.
Hey, hey, how about that weather out there? Whoa, that was the caller from hell. Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Man, that thing's great. Don't praise the machine.
Yeah.
there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice.
But how did I get from there to being called the father of automation? Well, I built a second system and put it in a trailer and started hauling it around, demonstrating it to station owners and engineers. It was the only way to convince skeptics that automation worked. Ultimately, we had three motorhomes traveling the U.S. demonstrating automation systems.
All humans make mistakes. Station employees are human.
Dehumanizing, supplanting human beings in the United States.
I'm a human radio station.
But is it really broadcasting if there's no one there to receive? As the last announcer plays the last record and what leaves a transmitter to circle the globe, search of a listener. Can you hear me now? It's the end of radio.
Introducing Google Radio Automation with over 34 years of industry experience. The dedicated team that brought you DCS, Maestro, and SS32 now delivers the first and only third-generation radio automation system. Google teamed up with former air talent, program directors, and chief engineers worldwide to tell us what they preferred in an automation system. Using what we learned, we created the most customizable interface in use today. Google has reinvented radio automation. In an automation system, radio automation system, radio automation.
Demonstrating automation system. Automation. What about the father of automation?
Station is fully automated.
Your automation system. All automation system and automation.
Automated broadcast. Broadcast automation.
Catatonia, like zombies with no appetite.
That's really terrible. Any word on the cause? Over.
I heard some rumors about pirates.
Come again?
Pirates? Wayfinders, maybe.
Wayfinders?
But if they are, they're tall. The Joy Channel's a big signal to be stepping on.
Sabotage! Oh, I like the sound of this. I mean, I don't want to see no harm come to our folks. We're all wired up, but mercy, I'd be glad to hear of a high-Z takedown.
Nothing confirmed, but I'll let you know what I hear, friend. Over.
And we're adding new fluid.
And keep that.
What's in your
way?
Hire me. And we're adding new fluid. And we're adding new fluid.
And keep that. And keep that.
What's in your way?
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
This is Wave Farm Radio Art Fellow Karen Werner, and you're about to hear a piece produced in 2017 called Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Anda. The work was commissioned by Documenta 14's radio art series called Every Time I Hear the Sound. Here is their text about the piece. New York-based artist and composer Aki Anda has channeled the spirit of late Korean artist Nam June Pae via radio transmission. Pae is known for his association with shamanism, a practice that constantly surfaces in his works. With a portable radio in hand, Anda communicates with his spirit over long distance, collecting field recordings of cryptic broadcasts and messages on anonymous radio stations. The series of seances conducted in different cities across the globe began in Seoul in 2010 and continued in Köln, Germany in 2012, Wrocław, Poland in 2013, and Lewisburg, USA in 2014. And here are words from Aki Anda. Quote, Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me occurred purely by chance. In 2010, I was spending 4 days at Nam June Pae Art Center in South Korea for a series of performances and had plenty of free time to wander. The building was packed with Pae's artwork and related material. I have always felt a close kinship with him as an artist, and so it was a great opportunity to immerse myself in his works and ephemera. It was that night I made first contact via a handheld Sony Walkman radio in a hotel room in Seoul. It was literally out of the blue. Scanning through the stations, I stumbled upon what sounded like a submerged voice, and I began to record it in fascination. I concluded this was Pae's spirit reaching out to me. These recordings became a way for me to explore the mythic form of radio and gesture back to Nam June Pae's shamanism. End quote. Here's the first iteration of Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Anda, recorded in Seoul, South Korea. The piece is approximately 21 minutes long.
KBS E-TV 1박 2일에서 열연 중인 우리
내가 급해 움직임이라도 있으면 이들 후퇴 죽겠다.
You just heard Nam June's Spirit Was Speaking to Me by Aki Onda, the first iteration from Seoul, South Korea, and recorded in 2010. To hear more works of radio art, please visit the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
When I think that South Paradise was right, boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together, sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight, crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleep and wait. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes a warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. John Berry, when they took a walk together and they ended up on Washington talking to the river. He said, I surrounded myself with doctors and deep thinkers, but big heads and soft bodies make for lousy lovers. It was that night that we thought that John Berryman could fly, but he didn't, so he died. She said, you're pretty good with words, but words won't save your life, and they didn't, so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, but he was critically acclaimed and respected. He loved the Golden Gophers, but he hated all the drawn-out winters. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are kind of fuzzy, but that last night he had total retention. And his Twin City kisses, they sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown in the Mississippi River. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble into dust. Covered up in rust. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble in the dust. We get wet and we corrode and now we're covered up in rust. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. And his Twin City kisses, they sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support.